It's just a small drainage that is dry. Small dry drainage is the way I'd call that.
Now, if you're in the mountains and the streams have come down over the ages and have left a great big gap.
Canyon?
That's what you call it, would be a canyon?
That would be a canyon to me.
Okay. What about if these same streams, they go over a steep, they might go over a cliff or they might go over a steep area, what would you call that?
That would be rapids or a waterfall.
Okay, is there a difference between the two?
A waterfall is vertical and rapids wouldn't be.
And what about the term white water?
White water would be rapids to me.
Okay. And could you name these things that that bloom are called plants that bloom? Or
flowers.
Could you name a few wild flowers for me?
Sunflowers, sago lilies, sweet peas.
You have sago lilies here?
You bet.
The state flower of Utah.
That's my favorite flower.
There's Indian paintbrush.
Oh, and is that the state flower of Wyoming, maybe?
No. Of Wyoming? Indian paintbrush, yeah, yeah. I think that sago lily is the prettiest flower on earth.
It is. They ran out of them in Utah.
Did they?
Uh-huh. The settlers almost starved to death and had to eat the bulbs.
Uh-huh. I'll be darned.
What about, maybe you could define for me, distinguish between the word rock and the word stone. Are they the same or different?
If I was going to suggest a difference, I would say that rock was harder, and stone would refer to sandstone probably. And rock would be more like the granite deal. But that's just the way I see it.
And if you were to go outside and throw something, you'd probably throw?
Probably throw a rock.
Okay. All right. Great. We're flying now. That was the toughest section. That's the one that wears me out.
Pretty quick, we're going to be done.
We certainly are. Okay. A man dies, his wife is a
widow.
Okay. If a child that is not recognized by his father is a
run that by me some other way now, so I know for sure what you're talking about.
I guess a child whose parents do not have the benefit of marriage
would be a bastard.
Mm-hmm. Any other term for that?
Catch cold.
Okay. And is there a type of loud party that they give people after they get married?
Chivalry.
Okay, maybe you could explain that, or I.
Well, everybody just goes there and picks on the favorite couple as long as they can stand it.
What would they take along with them?
Well, noisemakers and alcohol.
Okay, now does that show approval or disapproval?
Approval.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Something that you, an instrument that you would hold like this?
Harmonica, mouth harp.
Which string would you use?
Probably mouth harp.
Okay, and with your mouth harp you could make beautiful
music.
Okay, and what are these things out in the yard you sometimes see children playing on, where once it's on one end and the other on the other, that would be called a?
Teeter-totter.
Okay, would you ever use the term seesaw, or is that different?
You bet. We use it. It'd be the same.
Which do you think you use more often, teeter-totter?
Well, when I grew up, we called them a teeter-totter. We had one, is the reason we called it that. I mean, most people probably call it the other.
I see. Okay. And sometimes when you have a chicken dinner, the children play a game where they grab a certain...
Wishbone.
Uh-huh. And who wins when they break it?
The one that gets the biggest half.
Really? In the South, I think it's the other way around.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Those people are strange.
The one that kept the part on the top.
The big part wins. I see. That's interesting. What about what would you use if you were lifting and moving something that was heavy? You would say that you were